Matt?
Oh, sorry. I didn't think you got muted there for a sec. Hey, JB, how's it going?
How are you?
Good, thanks. First of all, how did you treat your off season? Coming off a bit of a different type of season, did you do anything different this winter in terms of throwing or anything? And how do you feel coming into camp?
I feel really good coming into camp. In terms of doing stuff in off season, really was about the same. I kind of just kept to myself, kept my distance, and worked out in my garage with my weights and my nets, my best friend out back home. So just normal off-season stuff for me, nothing too crazy. Try to keep it all the same. I figured this season would come out a lot smoother than last season would. So when I went about it, I felt about the way I should for to prepare for a regular season.
What's been your thoughts watching some of the additions that have been made to the bullpen over the last week or so, and how do you feel about the group as it is now?
It's good. I mean, I'm high fives all around all the guys that did the signing. I mean, they did really well the past week. We absolutely killed it. So all the additions we have are absolutely gasoline to help us out for sure in every aspect of the matter. But like I said, I give props to whoever and whenever and however they signed everybody. So bullpen's back in action.
Manolo?
Hey, hello. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Well, last year, yeah, you proved that you really belong in this staff of this pen. You know, previous years you were recovering from an injury. Then you know you have to prove yourself. But now you're certainly part of that staff. What do you think you have learned along the years to be so valuable to Bob Melvin and his pen?
Every year I say it's a bit of maturity level that came upon me, but at the same time I feel like just keeping within myself and not trying to overdo or just relax and just go about my business the right way. Keep my nose on the grindstone, as I say sometimes. But it's one of those things where I felt like I was putting a lot of pressure on myself early, and obviously that's every rookie ever. But I felt like, in general, for myself, it was more along the lines of stay within yourself and just be true to you and go out there and get guys out, keep it simple. And I think I've done that in the past few years, and you've seen results, and the confidence is there.
Yeah, you usually come in the game, you know, for roles like similar, like you made a Petit, a veteran has been around the league for a long, long time now. Do you have a chance to talk to other veterans like Yusmeiro? Well, now you have Sergio. What do you need to do, you know, to be the best version of yourself?
Absolutely. Yusmeiro, still talked to Soria. I actually talked to Sergio Roman the other day, and literally everything that you talk to them about is like, be yourself. Like, there's nothing you got to do any different. It's just, you're obviously here for a reason. You got stuff to be where you're at. It's just stay within yourself. And I feel like throughout the years, that's been every veteran's point of view. And I think now that I've learned that in the past few years and continue to hopefully still have success and go after them. And I owe everything to those guys that have helped me out and absolutely revamped my game, to say the least.
Shayna?
Hey, JB, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Is there a moment that you can point to last year and the last few years where you felt like your confidence really solidified or ramped up?
The past few years, after I came back, I threw two thirds in St. Louis back in 19. And that, at that point where like, it was like, we were coming in the game, we were behind and it was still early in the game. And I just in my, at the time I needed to like focus. It's like, you gotta go a few innings here. You gotta eat some innings. And one of those things where I was like, I'm just gonna go in there just nice, cool, calm, collective, and just get through my innings and go about it. And then after the fact that I only threw two thirds and they pulled me, and I was like, all right, well, that was a bit out of the ordinary. But after that game, I kind of sat back and looked at it and was like, that right there is what you got to do pretty much every time you're out there. And I felt like me telling myself that and noticing that was actually one of the spot that got me going.
Matt?
Last year it according to some of the places that track this stuff, it looks like you threw the slider or a slider a lot more than in any previous seasons. How important a pitch was that for you, and how did you decide to maybe incorporate that more often?
Emo one day just out of the blue was like, hey, we got to mix in something else, mix in a slide or something. And I literally didn't even know. They were showing me grips out there. I had like four different grips and they're like, just pick which one it works. And that's baseball. That's every time. So you want to try to make the ball move more, you just try a different grip. That's all it is. It's just easy. But it was literally out of the blue. He told me I need to throw it. And then I was like, and it was just a wrinkle. It wasn't supposed to be my one of my better pitches, but it was supposed to get hitters off my other stuff. And I actually incorporated a lot more last year because I started to have a little bit more consistency in the zone and basically where I wanted it to be thrown. So I used it for more than my changeup last year. But other than that, I mean, it was just a pick up and go, try to just get them off my stuff.
When was that discussion with Emo?
19. Also, just before my St. Louis game, probably a month before then, roughly. And I went, they optioned me down to AAA, and I worked with it, and it was meh pitch, but it actually helped a little bit.
And did you settle? Have you settled on a grip that you're pretty confident with? And how much did you sort of? Does that change a little bit from here to there? And how much did you work on that?
I work on it every day. I'll grab it and it don't feel right. I'll shift it a little bit. But I mean, that's part of it. And it's just knowing the action I need to see or the spin I need to see, the action that I want to see. And it's the same arm action, same thing, just a different grip. And I'll always tinker with it. Maybe it might be good one day just by accident.
Simone?
We got to talk to Sergio Romo yesterday and he seems hilarious. He like kind of reminded me of Liam Hendricks' energy. Do you feel like you kind of gained a new personality in your bullpen?
Absolutely. He's sitting there, grabs the glove, flips around, throws left-handed doing PFPs and stuff. So it's like, it's just a little bit of energy going in there. It gets everybody going, keeps the energy light. And like I said, yeah, it's a Liam Hendricks vibe. Actually, yeah. So, like, it's one of those things where a guy like that, not only is he an amazing pitcher, he's also a great personality, which is going to liven up everything that we do as a team and keep everybody as a whole. And I mean, you can't have a bad day when guys like that are around. Every time you turn around, there's something said that makes you laugh.
Manolo,
hey, you just talk about the slider. You know, like how good of a pitcher it has been to you. Sergio has one of the best in the game. It has kept him in baseball for, you know, a ton of years. Have you guys start talking about that, you know, picking his brains, looking for advice to improve your slider off his big experience with his pitch?
I actually look forward to doing that. I haven't yet. I know it's still early and not everybody's full tilt yet. So it's one of those things where it's going to take time before I can actually pick his brain. But as of right now, we're just going to get through spring and throw what I got until we can make it better.
Matt?
So did you know much about Kolarik before you guys acquired him? And what have your early impressions been if you see him throw at all?
I have yet to see him throw. I've spoke to him a good bit. He's actually down a little bit down the lockers from me, but real nice guy. Like I said, I really haven't got to pick his brain or get to know him real well yet, but we got a long season ahead of us.
And then a little bit unrelated, but obviously you guys navigated all of last season under the health and safety protocols. There's a few wrinkles coming in this year. Have you noticed anything different, or how has it been so far the first few days from that perspective?
It's actually been, for the most part, pretty much the same. So it's like the physicals and all that. It was all in the same building. Like usually it's just tossed around like he did because we're at the minor league stadium but not the big league stadium, but it's like it's pretty much the same. The testing, I don't think not much is going to change, to be honest with you.
Do you have any thoughts on the wearing the tracing devices?
If it helps them recognize something and to get it out quicker, then I'll wear anything they want me to wear.
Mom?
All right. Okay, so you are known to do well when there's guys on base when you have to come in the middle of an inning. Have you always been good at that? And is there a different mindset? Like, can you just talk about your success in being able to do that?
I've always just, like I said, the past few years, I've learned to stay within myself. And it's really, really and truly, it's just me just not paying attention to anything but get the ball across the plate and to be throwing my best stuff. I'm not really concerned about the hitter. If he gets me, I'll tip my hat to him. It's whatever. So one of those things is the confidence coming behind it, just coming in and just being confident at all times. And then knowing that you got to be perfect is not always the best way to think of it, because that'll get you in trouble. But at the same time, that being said, it's with staying within myself and not really being too concerned or too worried about everybody. Just goes me and the hitter and just go right at them. And I feel like in the past few years that I've kind of controlled that, the running game and everything within that spectrum, because I've been myself, and it's usually a short, quick guy that don't really give much time to many people.
Okay, and you keep saying that you're keeping yourself, and veterans tell you to be you. What do you mean by that?
It's a key. It's really helping me just understand that I cannot get out of the lines. Like, you get out of the lines, you stop being yourself. You tend to do things that you don't really, or what's not natural to you. So, like I say, it's a key for me to continue to say it. And I feel like with that whole attitude, it's helped my game. And obviously, I think it will help a lot of the teammates too, because if they can stay within themselves as well, it'd be something we can all come as a unit and understand, and we could all get together and realize that.
All right. Thank you, JB.
Thank you.
Thanks, JB.